82 AIT listening.
Good evening, 82 AIT, N2PFM here.
Evening, George. Just waiting for Clint to start the net.
Okay, N2PFM standing by. Oh, speaking of that, Jeff there, how's Harry doing, N2PFM?
Good. He may very well check in tonight, and he's planning on running the net tomorrow night, so he's back in action.
Oh, very good to hear that. I'm glad to hear some good news lately for a change. Thank you. N2PFM clear and monitoring.
KD2AIT, this is K2VLA, this is KD2AIT. Well, he hasn't checked in a while here, Clint hasn't. He might not even be in town, who knows. Let me give him another shout here. KD2VLA, this is KD2AIT, do you copy? Well, I'll give it a run here, give me 1 minute to get my pen here. Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every night at... This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Jeez, I almost sneezed there. It was hard to get out that whole preamble without sneezing. Okay, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
And 2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KA2ZZ, hi, Jeff.
WB2RUQ.
Okay, there's three right off the bat. Well, we'll start here with George, N2PFM. Good evening. How's everything going? I hope your mom's doing okay up there. And what else is going on?
Well, Mama went to sleep about an hour ago. She got angry with me and went to bed. So what can I say? All right, we got a temperature here of 71 degrees. We got a temperature range today of 60 to 77. It was a beautiful all day. And, boy, even with that one solar charge controller, that's not the right one. It's still chugging out a lot more. In fact, I had to put some other things on for a load because it was starting to get up over 15 volts. It was starting to overcharge the batteries around lunchtime till about 2:33 in the afternoon. I also did get a hold of JPJ, and I think he said he had something for you there, too, and he did mention that he had those radios aside from me, but he never got those Phoenix radios, but he never got a chance to program them yet, so see if maybe another 6 months I'll have them, ha-ha. But we'll see what happens. You never know what surprises you can get. Oh, and by the way, I have a little golden nugget for tonight for you from my good friend Thomas Jefferson again. He who controls a nation's money supply is master of all its legislation. Okay, with that, to Jack and everybody else that's there, hope you're having a good one. I know it gets a little hotter, a lot hotter and stickier there at Jack's than it does here, so hope you at least another day you can go without the air conditioning there. Here I don't have any, never had any, and but I will get by without it because it just doesn't get quite as hot and humid as it does down in the valley. That I'll say God bless, and 73's for the night, N2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, I'm glad, I'm not glad she went to bed mad at you, but I'm glad she's too doing well, and that's good to hear. The charge controller I have up here at camp, I'm trying to remember the brand name. I think it's either Sunforger or something like that. Boy, I can't remember. I can't see it from where I am here at my station, but Once the charge gets up to around 13.8, between 13.6 and 13.8, it dumps the, you know, it stops throwing power to the batteries. It's worked great so far because it's, you know, up here at camp, you know, I'm usually gone for a week or two at a time, and I can't be up here babysitting it. And I had read a bunch of reviews, and I'm not sure if it would work with as big of a battery bank as you're using up there, but if I can find the name, if I remember, I'll try to get it back to you. All right, George, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. K2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. Tell me you had another dry day up there.
Yes, by gosh, we had another dry day here. We got up in the low 80s, I think it was about 81. I didn't have my, unfortunately, I didn't reset my high-low here. And right now we're about 71.4. Humidity today was not bad, but it's supposed to get really, really sticky in the next few days. No rain, but just heat and humidity. And we had the air conditioning on for a little while this morning, but not very long. It kind of cooled down as the afternoon went on. So that's about it from down here, and I'll say hello to everybody on the side there. And 73's KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Well, we're up at camp here tonight, and the air is nice and cool outside. It's feels like it's going to be some real good sleeping weather. In fact, I shut the windows up here at the camp because the camp, you don't need the windows open to get a nice breeze in here. Let's just put it that way. So, matter of fact, I have a feeling like I'm going to have to get the wood stove going at some point tonight. It gets colder up here than it does in town anyway. And it's a beautiful night. I have nothing to complain about. I wish it was like this all the time. But thanks for checking in, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. WB2RUQ, my father there, John, on Echo Lake. Good evening. What's up?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ here in the valley, accidentally discovered by the late Henry Hudson. Everything's pretty quiet here. Nice day, overcast. We had some rain earlier, and we're probably going to get a little more rain tonight, maybe even tomorrow morning. Rain's coming in from the ocean, not us. It's coming in like a nor'eastern pattern, but it's just light rain, just enough to be annoying. And that's about it. And I'll leave you with a quote from the late General George Custer, who turned to his junior officers and asked a very critical question. Any one of you gentlemen want to tell me where all these Indians are coming from? Okay, Jeff, back to you, WB2REQ.
Okay, if you don't mind, can you stick around after the net?
Yep, can do.
Okay, thank you. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'm looking for check-ins. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins. Okay, well, for myself, got some work done this morning, and we headed up here to camp, and did some hiking around, and I'm bound and determined not to do a lot of work up here this weekend. At least I'm not a lot of heavy work. I've got some trails I want to rake out and clear out a little bit, but nothing too heavy. You know, there's not much I can do anyway. The chainsaw is in the shop, and I didn't bring up the winch. I didn't bring up a lot of the power equipment. I just left it all at home so I could ensure the fact they wouldn't be doing that much work up here. And we got a good fire going, and I did manage to, you know, break my promise a little bit, and I dragged a stump into the fire there, but I got a bunch of stumps here, so that'll take a long time before I get rid of all those. Not much else going on. I checked the trail cam. I had a few pictures of some deer up here. One of them's just starting to sprout some, starting to get some horns there under the skin, and it looked right at the camera. So I'm trying to get that one uploaded here, but I'm way up here at camp, and the internet's a little shaky here on the over the phone, but working on it. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Yeah,
W-A-T-U, if I'm making the repeater, Jeff. W-A-T-U. W-A-T-U, John, good evening. I heard you on the 210 tonight, and I had been in the circle for a while, and then I had to take the dog for a walk, and it was starting to get dark up here at camp, so I didn't stick around. But what's going on tonight, John?
John, just enjoying the Friday night here, kind of on the cool side. I guess we got a day or two. Good evening, W-A-T-U over here in Clay. And good to hear you on. Yeah, you know, it's funny, the band conditions change here, too. I forget about it once in a while. But I guess it has to do with the humidity and propagation of things. So all is well, just getting ready to do our shopping today. Helped out the local economy. Been burning a few CDs here. I got a few projects tomorrow. I guess we'll check in on 40 meters on e-cars. They have a roll call at 10 a.m. 7.255. And then tomorrow evening we'll sit around and listen to some music. And that's about it for the weekend. Jeff, W-A-T-U.
That's it. That's enough. That sounds like fun. You're missing a good weekend up here in the Adirondacks. I know you're closing on that place up there, and you'll be. This was a good weekend. It's too bad you couldn't come up this weekend. It's nice and cool up here for a change. It's not raining for a change, and everything's not soggy or muddy for a change. So it's a pretty nice weekend up here, and I took a couple hikes out there with the dog, and it was just. It was crisp. It was beautiful out. The air was nice. And brought the deer flyer out. I have a little trick that keeps them down, so I don't have to worry about it too much. But they're out there, and unfortunately, the dog doesn't have the same trick as I do. It was poor Whippy was getting bitten up here. But all right, thanks for checking in, John. And we'll be on the we'll have the 210 on the scan here all weekend. And I'm a little shaky getting into it, but we're managing it. Thanks for checking in, John. Oh, by the way, when do you think you'll get up to camp?
July 30th. July 30th we'll be up there, W-A-T-U.
Well, that's not bad. That's when the flies start to die down up here. Right in the beginning of August, mid to late August, they're usually gone. So that's actually not bad. So, all right. Thanks for checking in, John. Oh, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet, return this frequency to regular MGU. So I'd like to thank George, Jack, and John 1 and John 2 for checking in tonight, and say 73s to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT. WB2RUQ.
Ah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a picture uploaded there to Facebook of this, this young buck. Well, it looks young anyway. It's hard to tell with a night shot, but you can see the horns just starting to pop up under the skin there, and I didn't notice that first when I first browsed through the pictures because it was kind of bright in here, so I couldn't see the laptop screen, but he's kind of looking right at the camera.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll just, must be heard a noise or just looking. Okay, oh, worst case, you'll get it in when you get back out of camp.
Yeah, I'll get it in there one way or the other. It's a pretty good looking picture. When me and Wimpy went on when me and Wimpy went out for a walk earlier tonight, we saw a big deer jump out in front of us there. I couldn't tell what it was. It was quick. You know, I just jumped across the road, but it was a pretty big deer. Either way, whether it was a doe or a buck, it was a nice size.
Ah, okay. Well, good. Well, enjoy yourself up there. I saw your picture of your deer fly hat there. So, I'm hoping we get a good weekend down here. Although we got thunderstorms just about every day in the forecast. But I think the bulk of the time we're supposed to be dry, because I'd like to get my lawn mowed tomorrow. So grass is starting to grow again. And actually, it's the first year that it hasn't gone dormant for July. So that could be good news or bad news. All right, back to you, WB2REQ.
Okay. Well, the kids are down there right now, by the way. They're at a friend's house there. I'm trying to remember where they live. It's right there in, I guess that's Modena, Plutarch Road. They're going to be coming back probably Wednesday or so, unless you're coming back. If you already got something scheduled and you're coming back, let me know, because they could hitch a ride with you guys. But otherwise, I think Andrea's going down there Wednesday or Thursday to get them.
Okay, yeah, in fact, I think I saw him today. Gloria and I took a ride back there toward the landfill on the way there, or the transfer station, and saw him up in the yard. Yeah, Gloria's got some doctor's appointments, I know, Wednesday, and I think, I'm pretty sure Andrea put up on the Facebook she was coming down Wednesday. I figured she'd probably go stop and see Kate anyways, too. So, I think we got... Yeah, because I know Gloria has the one appointment on Wednesday, so we definitely won't be coming up next week.
Okay, no problem. I didn't even know if she had already nailed down the date. But, yeah, they have one of their friends that they went to school with down there, you know, their parents. I was friends with their father, and Andrew's friends with her mother. It was funny that, we realized that one day that we both knew the same people. But anyway, they have a camp up in Turin, and they were up and visiting, and they decided the kids wanted to go down there for a week. I was like, geez, they just got back from down there, but okay, go ahead. And then they decided to stay a couple extra days. So, but yeah, we're looking forward to getting them back. I got some work for them. We pulled down some of those trees. I don't know if you saw that one video I put up there on Facebook. But that wench is working out very well, pulling them trees down. And I had to pay the tree guys to come in that one year to take them down. It was coming out to about $75 a tree. And because they're all right there next to the power line, I just use that wench. And, we get up on a ladder and we bring up the strap as high as we can on the tree. And then we wench it down exactly where we want it to be. But my chainsaw kind of crapped out on me there. I don't know what's going on with it. I think it's the oil pump just isn't pumping oil out into the chain, and I brought it down to be repaired today.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the video. So, works for getting the trees down, that's for sure. You see my letter to the editor there?
Yes, I did. I read it there yesterday, I think. No, 2 days ago. We got it on Wednesday. That's when we usually get the paper there. Yep, I read it, and looked good. A little bit of history every week.
Yeah, I answered the question why I didn't have any other information on them. So I actually found him by accident. I was just checking the Shermans on there, never even thinking about him. And lo and behold, there he popped up, and he didn't make it through the morning in that battle. So, in fact, most of that Boonville regiment, I was reading an article Al Grenning wrote. I think only by 8 o'clock that morning, only 40 guys were left functioning. So, they basically became combat ineffective. So, that's all these little things you start piecing together. Now, if I can figure out the mystery with George Capron's grandfather, then I think I'll have everything solved. WB2REQ.
Well, I'd like to know the answer to that mystery, too, because I can't tell you how many people in a month ask me if I'm related to him. I always say, yeah, I guess. I mean, we have the same last name. So, I mean, at some point we're related, but I don't know how. KD2AIT for ID. Alright. Well, other than that, there's not much else going on up here. Camp's doing okay here. I'm kind of hanging out. The dog's chewing on a bone here. And there's not much else to report. So, but all Oh, on that wench, I think the wench cost me $280, and I've already pulled down 6 or 7 trees with it. So it's already saved me money compared to the tree guys. I just wish I could, you know, those last 5 I pulled down, I couldn't cut up, because that chainsaw is, is on the fritz. So, that's next week's project. So that's one of the reasons why I got to get them boys home.
Okay, well, that makes sense. And, by the way, next time somebody asks you, you tell them you're 90% sure we're related to George. The reason I know that is there used to be 2 old ladies in Constableville who owned a candy store. And I remember them telling me they were related to the Caprons. I didn't pay any attention to them. I was like, yeah, okay. And they had mentioned that George is related to them. Well, it turns out that they're related in our family line. And so I think I'll be able to solve the problem with the Lewis County Courthouse up there. But I'm reasonably sure, 90% sure, that George is related to us. All right. Well, that's it here. I'm going to watch a little more TV, and I'm going to call it early night. And fingers crossed I can mow the lawn early in the morning. Okay. Back to you for wrap-up. This is WB2REQ.
Okay, well, let me know. Either way, I'll send it off to George, unless you want to do it. Yeah, I remember those 2 old ladies. They used to run the, Welch's there. And every time I go up there visiting my grandmother Williamson there, we used to always, that was the only store in town, and they always had a bunch of candy in there. I remember going in there when we were kids and buying candy and soda and all that. And it was a very old-style, general store type feel. Almost like a soda shop bar in it, and then in the back, they lived in the back, so they had like their living room and stuff was the other side of the house, and the kitchen and stuff, and I remember them.
Okay, yeah, Welch's, that's it, because my great-great-grandmother, Henrietta Capron, maiden name was Welch, and clearly related to those 2 ladies. She may have been like an aunt to him or something, but and George is related to the Welches, so that kind of cinches it. I just got to figure out the last piece of the relationship in that family. Okay, WB2REQ, and I'll be clearing the file.
All right, well, let me know what you find out, and that'll be interesting to know. You're turning into the family genealogist there. So, all right. Well, I'm going to go try to check in on the Central New York traffic, Matt, if it's not too late. So, all right, WB2REQ, this is KD2AIT. I'm clear. This is KD2AIT for Octet. Are there any check-ins tonight for United County Traffic and Emergency Net? This is KD2AIT.
N2WBX, no traffic.
N2WBX, thank you. Are there any other check-ins for Octet? This is KD2AIT for Octet. Taking any check-ins with or without traffic, please call KD2AIT. Okay, N2WBX, thank you for your check-in. This will be the last call. If there aren't any check-ins, I'll be QSY. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins for Octet. KD2AIT, clear and QSY. KD2AIT, clear and QSY.